It's time to talk about our feelings, economically speaking. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. So later this morning, we will get the University of Michigan's final sentiment report for April, which translated into non-boring English means we're going to hear how everyone's feeling about the economy. Back in 2022, we were feeling pretty terrible, actually, like the most terrible in decades, mostly because inflation was the highest in decades. The past few months, we've been feeling better, more optimistic about the economy, but better doesn't mean good. We're still kind of meh, and definitely not as good as we felt in the decade before the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more from the Consumer Mood Ring Department.
Taken in aggregate,
overall, the consumer seems to be in decent shape.
But Kayla Brune at polling firm Morning Consult says drill down and you find big differences.
The higher income group, they're more likely to have a larger savings buffer. So when the inflation surge was really at its worst, they were bothered by it, they were hurt by it, but no one was really broken by it.
And now, gains from stock and home ownership keep them spending it up. By contrast, says Brune,
the lower income group, they have been persistently struggling. They just have such a small buffer in between their income and their expenses each month. Not a lot of savings.
High interest on credit cards and car loans only makes matters worse. Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos says one thing seems to rankle everyone.
The availability of affordable housing, a lot of Americans are saying, is one of the number one issues.
Whether they're renters or buyers in this high-priced market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A few years ago, Reginald Bess, the varsity coach for the Tarboro High School boys basketball team in North Carolina, took his son Christopher to work at the tender age of 3. Christopher Bess turned out to be such a good assistant coach that he is still helping his dad at the ripe old age of 5. He's become something of a star doing it. He's got 260,000 followers or teammates on Instagram. The whole family now chips in to help Christopher out, putting together videos, scheduling interviews, selling some merch. We got the younger Coach Bess and his dad on the line to talk about Christopher's burgeoning coaching career.
My name is Coach Christopher Bess. I'm only 50 years old now. I'm already a coach.
You're only 50 years old, you're already a coach.
He's probably been doing this about the past 2 or 3 years. I started watching, like, scouting basketball games versus opposing teams. And I'll see this little streak come by. Then I see it come by again. I was like, is that Christopher going from sideline to sideline? And then, Lord and behold, it's Christopher.
I mean, in the rock when we say, I know I can be what I want to be. Be.
We've been noticing, like, the fans and the community, they've been seeing it for the past 2 years. One of my friends said, Bess, I'm going to put something together for you. And I was like, okay. I thought you were talking about like, something dealing with the team. Then next morning, I was just getting phone calls left and right. And everybody was like, Christopher's going viral. He's going viral. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I don't know how I got the followers, but.
Because you just do what you do, right?
Christopher has no idea for us the impact that he's made. He's coming more out of his shell now, just talking, even though majority of the time in his imagination, he's imagining a lot of things. He thinks he's 50 or 60 years old. Little things that he says, and he coaches the City Reapers basketball team because he watches them faithfully.
I was coaching basketball before I barrel. And then when I was 50 years old, I was like, yeah, I still coach for Tarboro. And I told myself, I should coach for City Reapers.
But you didn't let me know you was leaving. Because you told me that I work for you now.
When he walks in a gym, you can really see like he's in his domain. You know, the community loves him, my players, even some of the other coaches. Like, well, where the real coach at? We want to see the real coach today.
I told Coach Martinez, every time they lose, tell me what they need to do.
Oh, okay. So you don't lose, though. But we say, you don't lose, it's a learning experience, right?
Yep.
Never lose. It's always a learning experience. Right?
Yep.
That's right.
after one game. He had left us and went to like one of the, we didn't even know the team name or the coaching name. Christopher, he was on their bench coaching, and the coach sat down and let Christopher stand up and coach. And I went over there and apologized to the coach. I was like, "Coach, I'm so sorry." He was like, "Let him do. Let him be. He's doing better than me."
Like I always say, do not let them win. Play your butt off. Keep playing your whole role. Leave everything on the floor.
My daughter, you know, she's a marketing specialist. You know, I wanted to kind of do something for Christopher and do something for us, you know, for us, just for my family. Because I think she told me, like, people would ask him, like, you all should get some t-shirts. You all should get some more merchandise and try to market him that way. I tell him, just like I tell my students all the time, chase your dreams. Just knowing how, you know, he engages and embraces just the game itself, it's amazing to see. And I'm not forcing anything on them, you know. I know a lot of people say sometimes, you know, you let kids be kids. But right now, like, he's loving it. If it brings happiness and it puts a smile on his face, that's what I like to see.
Every day is like that, baby.
In New York, I'm Sari Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.